Okay, please talk about one whole body breathing, two choiceless awareness. Thank you, Ajahn Prasadno and Ajahn Kurundamo, for wonderfully helpful talks. I mean, there's sort of idioms that people use, and particular teachers use, or that have got into the vernacular of Buddhist teachings, so that you know, it might mean something or have begun with a particular meaning. And sometimes it's hard to tell, you know, what it actually means. So something like, I'm not sure, like whole body breathing, where that originated from. But certainly that sense of in the Anapanasati Sutta, then there is that. Experiencing the whole body, I breathe in. Experiencing the whole body, I breathe out. Sabbangaya. Sabba is sort of like all, whole. The whole. Everything. Sabba. So that the whole body, you breathe in and you're tuning in to the whole body. So that whole body breathing, one is, you know, maybe using it as a way of enlivening the body process, energizing it, bringing awareness to the whole to the whole body, so that that is perhaps a way of explaining that. The idea of choiceless awareness is a bit of a non sequitur in terms of the way that the Buddha teaches mindfulness and mindfulness of breathing and foundations of mindfulness. But I can see if it's explained or the logic behind it is, I assume, and I don't know for sure, but I assume that using that idiom, it's kind of pointing to the trying to release the meditative control freak side of ourselves that is constantly judging, constantly commenting on how either poorly or greatly one is doing, so that stepping back from that, but. I think it's important to recognize that we need to do that. We need to. There's a trust that we have to have in awareness, in our ability to be attentive to things, but. We do need to exercise discernment and understand clearly that the mind is always making choices, and we need to be facilitating the choice of the. Say of the wholesome, the skillful, the bright, the beneficial qualities of mind, so that there is a clear of growth and development. And that's it. Like when we talk, like the word that the Buddha uses for meditation is bhavana. And bhavana literally means to bring into being. So in bringing into being certain qualities and there needs to be some choice exercise because there's lots of qualities that are coming up. But I think there definitely needs to be a, say, like a stepping back from that kind of obsession with control and getting things according to one's according to one's preference or one's concepts or one's ideas or ideals that one sets for what one thinks one should be doing, which can get very complicated.